A short statement of allegations filed by the county said that the offenses happened May 2nd at a weightlifting class, and the victim was a person identified only as C. The information came from a school resource officer with the Park City Police. The statement said that at the beginning of the class, a defendant identified as Carter Noah Hall pulled down the gym shorts of the victim two separate times before C began lifting weights. While C was lying down on the bench press, Hall came over and sat down on his face. Also, while C was on the bench press, a student identified as Bernhardt LaFaud Pedersen placed his foot on the victim's testicles. The statement further said that while the victim was lying down, a youth identified as Joseph Harper Lukrich also sat down on his face. The next day, according to the information, Hall tried to push C into a corner and made some sexually explicit remarks to him. Hall has been charged with sexual battery and stalking, both Class A misdemeanors. His initial appearance in 3rd District Court is set for June 25th. Lukrich and Pedersen made their first court appearances on Monday. Each of them is facing one sexual battery charge. The next date for each is a roll call set for July 9th. We contacted Summit County Attorney Margaret Olson, who said that legally she cannot make any further comment on the case. Melinda Colton, spokeswoman for the Park City School District, said it's a student issue and she cannot comment due to privacy. We did talk to Lukrich's attorney, Mark Moffitt, who said his client and the other two defendants are excellent students and are college-bound. Moffitt said that Lukrich has never been in trouble, and he and his family are surprised he's been criminally charged. The attorney said his office will be investigating the allegations. The attorney for Pedersen, Greg Skordis, said it's a ridiculous case. He said he had hoped his client would not be charged, and based on their understanding of the evidence, he should not be charged. Skordis said they have filed a request for discovery and hope to have the case resolved by the roll call date. KPCW has not heard from Hall's attorney at this time. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.